so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Oh yeah, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel. We do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, spinning the tunes for you. And thanks for listening in, whether it's on your car radio, whether you stream it on thevoiceofvashon.org, or on the app. Tonight, we feature the first set of Fletchy winners, Fletchy Award winners, for those of you who might not know. Every year, I award my favorite songs from among those that I played on a live show in the prior year. There are no criteria, just my favorites. We're going to start off doing a little dancing, and whether it's to shake off some bad stuff or just being in love, we're going to dance. We're going to lead off with Jeff Plankenhorn doing a little dancing.
Little pink rabbits down their little rabbit holes. dancing.
Doesn't that make you smile? That's John Muck. M-U-Q is how he spells his name. He's a singer-songwriter born in Uganda, now living in Austin. The song was Shake Shake from his 2024 album, Flying Away. He said on his site that these days the world is so sad, I just wanted to make happy songs that connect to the listener in a personal way. And as a teen, he was visiting a cousin in Kampala, and he saw the CD, We Are the World. He picked it up. He listened to it a lot, and mastered all the vocals and the tones of all the people on the CD. Now, think about who was on that CD. Michael Jackson, Kenny Rogers, Cyndi Lauper. I mean, think about that broad range of the people that are on that. That's something else. That was his start in music. He's now touring with the likes of Norah Jones, Mavis Staples, and others. Check out his website. Fascinating guy. Leading off that set was another interesting guy, quite a talent as well, by the name of Jeff Plankenhorn in his song Do a Little Dancin' from his 2023 album Alone at Sea. I first noticed Jeff in the liner notes or CDs playing lap steel and other strings as a session player, and then I saw him nominated a bunch of times for Austin Music Awards for Musician of the Year, Best Guitarist, and a win for the best miscellaneous instrument, the plank. The Plank is a hybrid lap steel guitar that he designed himself. He lives in British Columbia now, but he lived in Austin for decades. You listen to Fletchy Award winners right here on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning the results of the arduous task of selecting my favorite songs that I played in 2025. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Well, we just had a set that was uplifting and happy, and so in true Boogie Back fashion, let's bring everybody to a different plane. Noted, I didn't say bring everybody down, but we're going to have a couple of sad love songs in this next set, although the second one is bittersweet as opposed to sad. We are going to lead off with Betty Sue and her song Memento.
Great songwriter, originally from Georgia, and lives in Houston, Texas now, and he's also the only songwriter I've ever known biblically. My ex-husband and the marvelous songwriter whose songs I've recorded over the years many times, Mr. Eric Taylor.
Let's play Storm.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
street lamp, some kind of town. A whiskey go easy when the sun goes down. My best to the midnight now, God, look at the moon. Well, there's enough for two shadows. There's only one in the room. There's only one in the room. There's a storm out on the water. That's the ships at sea. There's a storm down in that lover's heart. Oh, God bless me. I wanna be blown by the wind of her breathing, shown by lightning flashing. Never been afraid of the thunder. Wonder if she'll rain on me. Will she rain on me? Loneliness contagious, another damn song about a waitress. It's the only hotel here, and the engine's gotta cool. I'm a bad hand at solitaire. Lie to yourself and no one cares. The wallpaper fades as the sun takes the moon. There ought to be two in this room. There's a storm out on the water. Bless the ships at sea. There's a storm down in that lover's heart. Oh, God bless me. I wanna be blown by the wind of her breathing, shown by lightning flashing. Never been afraid of the thunder. Wonder if she'll rain on me. Wanna be blown by the wind of her breathing, shown by lightning flashing. Never been afraid of the thunder. Wonder if she'll rain on me. Will she rain on me?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, and Nancy Griffith as well. Eric Taylor on vocals and guitar, Nancy on the backup vocals or harmony, and a live performance of Storms on the Texas Connection. And that, I think, came from about 1990, from what I can figure out. And as listeners to Boogie Back know, the Texas Connection was a spinoff of Austin's City Limits. And as ACL got more and more national artists, the Texas Connection focused on Texas musicians. And Terry and I were lucky enough to go to quite a few of those shows, but unfortunately not this one. It looks like it was a really fine one. Nancy was born in Seguin, Texas, was a beloved artist with quirky sense of humor. She had these odd political buttons on her guitar strap, usually from LBJ campaigns, and she wore that in a brand of music that she termed folkabilly. She had 18 records, Grammy, 3 different Lifetime Achievement Awards, and as she noted in the song, she was married to Eric Taylor from 1976 to 1982. The video for this is just a wonderful piece of work, and it just shows the true affection that they still had for each other after all those years. Eric died in 2012, and Nancy died in 2021. Before Nancy and Eric were heard, Betty Sue and Memento from her 2025 album, If You Never Go Away. And with her were Al Gamble on the B3, Stephen Potts on drums, and Will Sexton on guitar. She was raised outside of Houston by first-generation Korean immigrant parents. She went to UT, got full-on into Texas music at that place, and her first CD was released in 2007. She had a second one in 2009 and another one in 2014, and she was part of a trio called Nobody's Girl Project, and they recorded an album, but the tour was shut down by COVID. She spent much of 2025 touring with James McMurtry, whom we are going to hear just a little bit later in the show. You are listening to the 2025 Fletchy Award winners here on Boogie Back to Texas, and we are streaming worldwide at thevoiceofvashon.org and on the app as well. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. I hope you're having fun tonight listening in. Well, thanks to our underwriters. Thanks to all of you who listen in. And thanks to double thanks to those of you who support The Voice of Vashon with your wallet, your credit card, or whatever else. We appreciate that. We're going to turn now to one of the thoughtful, reflective parts of the show tonight, and I'm going to lead off with a simple but elegant song about a simple life from Guy Clark. It's called Step Inside My House.
Step inside my house, babe, I'll sing for you a song. And I'll tell you about where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. And I'll show you all the things I own, my treasures, you might say. And there couldn't be more than $10 worth, but they brighten up my day. That picture hanging on the wall was painted by a friend. He gave it to me all down and out when he owed me 10. There's not too much to look at, but it's all that's left of him. It sure is nice from right over here when the light's a little dim. Here's a book of poems I got from a girl I used to know. I guess I've read it front to back 50 times or so. It's all about the good life and staying at ease with the world. You know, it's funny how I love that book and I never loved that girl. Step inside my house, babe, I'll sing for you a song. And I'll tell you about where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. And I'll show you all the things I own, my treasures, you might say. And there couldn't be more than $10 worth, but they brighten up my day. Hold this piece of glass up to the light coming through the door. It's a prism glass I found on the road. Can you see that little rainbow? Well, it's not really a prism, I guess. It just broke in a funny way. I found it on the way from Texas headed for L.A. This guitar was given me by old man Thomas Gray. There's not too much to look at, but I pick it every day. It's been across this country, oh, 4 or 5 times, I guess. And between me and old man Tom, it never got much rest. Step inside my house, babe, I'll sing for you a song. And I'll tell you about where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. And I'll show you all the things I own, my treasures, you might say. And there couldn't be more than $10 worth, but they brighten my day. That's about all I own, all I'd care to, I guess. Except this pair of boots and that funny yellow vest. And the leather jacket and the leather bag and the hat hanging on the wall. Just so it's not too much to carry, could I see you again next fall?
One more song to get me down the highway. Where I'm going, I wish to God I knew. one more song, words and music of a lifetime. One more song for you. One more song for everyone who helped me, kept me strong while I was sinking in the blue. Sometimes the ones who never even met you are the ones who finally get you through. The lessons that you can't forget are the only ones you learn. And love's a gift you sometimes can't return. When you're standing on the bridge that wouldn't burn, I woke up in one more cheap motel room, neon lights still flashing, little children splashing in the pool. One more song for them to someday sing along with. One more chance to make a hero of a fool. Lessons that you can't forget are the only ones you learn. And love's a gift you sometimes can't return. When you're standing on the bridge that wouldn't burn, one more song to get me down the highway where I'm going. I wish God I knew. One more song, words and music of a lifetime. One more song for you.
Kinky Friedman with The Bridge That Wouldn't Burn from Kinky's 2019 album Resurrection, an album that is filled with reflections about life and aging. And it's kind of like Willie's most recent albums. The title cut of Kinky's album Resurrection won a Fletchie a couple years ago. Now, Kinky's story probably is familiar by now. He had a band for a long time called the Texas Jew Boys. He had a show on Austin City Limits that was never shown on the air because it offended virtually every single race, color, creed, religion, and everything else. He ran for governor of Texas and got 12% of the vote in a six-way race. He's written more than a dozen mystery novels and was a regular columnist for Texas Monthly and two nonfiction books, one of them titled Drinker with a Writing Problem. And at age seven, he was one of 50 challengers to a chess grandmaster in Houston. Versatile, always funny in a snarky, kind of nasty way sometimes, but really quite a talent. He died in 2024. On his ranch where he rescued animals, too. Before Kinky, we heard Guy Clark and Step Inside My House from his posthumously released 2024 album, Truly Handmade. And supposedly, this song is the first one that Guy wrote, or Rodney Crowell said it's probably the first one that he was proud enough to call Keeper. Lyle Lovett recorded it it was the title cut of his double album set. And when Guy died in 2016, he had this enormous number of cassette tapes filled with songs in progress and some more recordings on reel to reel. And those closest to Guy started combing through those tapes and selecting some songs. And Dylan, who was Guy's grandson, digitized them. And that allowed Guy's really close friend, Rodney Crowell, to do the final selection. And I don't know if I said at the top, but this album is titled Volume 1, so we can hope that other albums are going to be coming out and coming out soon. Let's hear one more in this vein, and this time with clear ownership of somebody who was naive, made some bad decisions, or both. Here's Jeffrey Martin and Red Station Wagon.
I can still see that red station wagon on the street by your house. We'd walk to rent movies and wander our way across town. Out away from your dad, you were always so easily found. You let your hands dance and you let yourself laugh out loud. Hey, I remember. Oh, and that night on the roof of the school when we were talking at stars, and you said that you might be afraid of who you really are, and your hand touched my hand and retreated in that desperate dark, and I called you a faggot and laughed, punched you in the arm. I don't believe it, I can't believe it now. I can't believe how I let you down. Church was a boot on your neck since the day you were born. They didn't like the way that you talk or how you move in the world. How you glide like a leaf on the water, all gentle and kind. All the world wants a man who is hard, not hard to define. And you feel like a child that the God of all forgot to name. Like he gave you a heart, but he did not give you a place. Did he breathe into you just to tell you that you are to blame? Did he breathe into you just to tell you that you are to blame? I don't believe it, I don't believe it now. I don't believe how I let you down. Did he breathe into you just to tell you that you are to blame? Did he breathe into you just to tell you that you are to blame? I don't believe it, I don't believe it now. I don't believe it, I don't believe it now. I don't believe it, I don't believe.
Jeffrey Martin on vocals and guitar, John Newfield on electric guitar, and the song Red Station Wagon came from his 2025 album, Thank God We Left the Garden. He was a Snapdragon near the end of 2025, and he played this song, and I don't think that there were a lot of dry eyes in that house after this one. Jeffrey's from Portland. He's a former English teacher and now a full-time musician. He spent a little bit of his time in Dallas as a teenager. His dad was a preacher down there. He had a writing degree as well as a teaching degree. He stopped teaching and became a full-time musician when one weekend he flew to L.A. grading essays on the plane. He played two shows, flew home grading essays, and he woke up at 5 in the morning to teach on Monday. He realized that wasn't sustainable, and he told his kids later on that he was going to quit teaching and tour full-time, which is what he's doing right now. He's writing and writing and writing. You listen to 2025 Fletchy Award winners on The Voice of Vashon. We're streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Picking these songs for me, for you, well, for me too, I admit it. And I appreciate you listening in. Once again, thanks to our underwriters and you listeners. You keep us on the air, and we appreciate that. Well, it's time for a couple story songs, and from two of the best that there are. We're going to lead off with Slade Cleaves and his story of Arnold Nash.
He was a good prisoner, a bad citizen, a terrible family man, living a life of crime just to the math. Half his life in prison, the other half on the run. I'll tell you all the story of Arnold Nash. I got a call from the warden when they found the empty cell. I said, I'm retired, but I tell you what I know. Most men do their time wishing they were back at home. But Arnold, well, he's got no place to go. We were buddies back in grade school. He'd come to the house and play. No one knows what set him on his path. Some would say a broken home can turn a good kid bad. Some insist he was never more than trash. In 81, my dad was sheriff, and I aimed to fill his shoes as Arnold was starting up his own career. He'd work twice as hard at stealing than he would at an honest job. He'd take anything from dope to fishing gear. He was a good prisoner, a bad citizen, a terrible family man, living a life of crime just to the math. Half a life in prison, the other half on the run. This here is the story of Arnold Nash. Well, I chased him through the woods of Maine a good many times. Once through a driving snow in his stocking feet. He'd be locked up for a while, a year or two at most. And then he'd be right back out on the street. He was a burglar and a thief with two escapes to boot. In 91, he crossed over the line. He beat to death his neighbor for a VA check to cash. And so Arnold went upstate for the big time. Five-year sentence, he thought he was in for good. He spent a quarter century inside. And for his good behavior, they shaved off 18 years. They said, Arnold, you'll soon pack your bags and ride. So I reassured the warden, no need to worry, son. This old prisoner, he won't be going far. Sure enough, when he got hungry, he come out of the shady woods, walked right up to the blue state trooper's car. These days I'm in retirement, and I guess old Nash is too, and I know what he saw on the Bangor Road. He saw comfort in that cruiser, saw three squares in a bed, relieved to come to the end of this episode. He was a good prisoner, a bad citizen, a terrible family man, living a life of crime just to the math. Half a life in prison, the other half on the run. Now you all know the story of Arnold Nash. Now I've told the true story of Arnold Nash.
He's more than just a decent man, best friend I ever had. When you're shooting at a coffee can, a 38 don't kick that bad. But it kicks right through my bones every second of every day, clacking by like cobblestones under broken wheels. And if the truth be known, I wasn't doing that well. I wasn't paying attention. I brought it on myself, and I blamed it on the gods that seemed to smile on everybody else. I got so inside out, I didn't know what was real. My fields are empty now. My ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying bones. I took the pistol off the wall. Somebody hollered, put it back. Sit down, Dad, before you fall down. You got no earthly use for that. But I slipped out the kitchen door, saddled up the swayback mule, cinched it tight and swung on board. Rode off like a drunken fool. Rode right on off the world, just like it never mattered none. There wasn't nothing but me and the hurt and the biting cold and the heft of that gun. And the pocket of a sheepskin coat, moonlight in a madman's eye. For the unfairness of it all, surely something had to die. My fields are empty now. The ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying bones. And the flash was the last I saw of the world when it was still right. I didn't watch him fall. I knew I'd hit him good, twice in the chest without a thought. Turned the mule towards the county seat like I knew I ought. My fields are empty now. My ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying bones. My fields are empty now. My ground won't take the plow. It's washed down to gravel and stones. It's only good for burying. Comes to visit, just nothing I can say. We sit here of an afternoon till it's time for her to go away. She rides home on that same mule that brought me to this place. Don't know how she even stands to look upon her daddy's face. He is more than just a decent man, best friend I ever had. When you're shooting at a coffee can, 38 don't kick that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, the genius of James McMurtry, and the song was Decent Man. That came from his just outstanding, my favorite of his 2021 album, The Horses and the Hounds. James out of Austin plays a lot at the Continental Club when he's not touring, which is not that often. He's always touring, it seems. He's the son of a novelist and screenwriter, Larry McMurtry, and while James has got some good genes in there because of that, he does all this on his own. And according to an interview James did with the publication Americana UK, the song Decent Man is based on a short story by a Kentucky writer from the rural part of Kentucky by the name of Wendell Berry called Pray Without Ceasing. It's about a farmer who shoots his best friend. And as McMurtry said in the interview, that's the first time he has ever based a song on a book. A lot of artists have been down that road, but not James. And in the same interview, James said Woody Guthrie did that in The Ballad of Tom Joad and with Grapes of Wrath. And I just heard that Steinbeck said, that son of a bitch did my whole book in 4 minutes. I believe we are going to hear from James next week. And before James, we heard another great one, Slade Cleaves with Arnold Nash from his 2023 copy of Through the Dark. Slade is from Maine, and the story of Arnold Nash is a true one as well. Well, James's wasn't really true, but this one was. Nash had three prison escapes, one in the 70s, a famous one in 1981 with another inmate that prompted the largest manhunt in Maine history. They were captured in 22 days. Nash did commit the crime that Slade describes in 1991, and he escaped again in 2018. And after 4 days, he was captured walking back toward prison. He died in 2022. Arnold Nash did that as well. Slade, thankfully, is still living outside of Austin. I'm your host of Boogie Back to Texas, Jeff Fletcher, researcher, arbiter of the 2025 Fletchy Awards show on The Voice of Vashon, streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org and on the app. Thanks for listening. Well, we've had some pretty interesting and thoughtful and kind of tough songs, so we might as well have just a little gospel here. And let's lead off with Patty Griffin and a classic called Death's Got a Warrant.
You can't hide, you can't hide, you can't hide because you don't know how. God's got your number, he knows where you live. Death's got a warrant for you. You can't hide, you can't hide, you can't hide because you don't know how. God's got your number and he knows where you live. Death's got a warrant for you. You may run to the rock to hide your face. The rock cried out, ain't no hiding place. God's got your number and he knows where you live. Death's got a warrant for you. You may run around till you lose your soul. Heaven won't be your home. You can't hide, you can't hide, you can't hide because you don't know how. God's got your number and he knows where you live. Death's got a warrant for you.
Sometimes shadow,
sometimes light,
sometimes loving,
sometimes fight,
sometimes you're high,
sometimes you're down on your luck.
You gotta get in where you fit in, brother, just don't get stuck.
I don't know,
well I don't know,
don't need to know,
don't need to know,
'cause I'll know.
Bye.
There'll be good days, there'll be bad. I know better times will soon be had. Yeah, I'm gonna say it, and then I'll hush. I'm gonna get in where I fit in, and try not to worry too much. Cause I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Don't need to know.
Trouble over, I'm gonna sit down for a while.
Ruthie Foster with Done. It came from her album Mileage. It was released in 2024. You also heard Tyler Bryant on guitar, Rebecca Lovell on backup vocals, and Megan Lovell on that wonderful Lap Steel guitar. Ruthie was born in Gauze, Texas, and after a little stint in the Navy, working at a TV station, turning down a record deal because the label wanted her to be in a genre that she didn't really want, she's done her own thing, and she has really done it well. Mileage is her 15th record, and they're all really good. If you have a chance to catch her in concert, do that. You won't regret it one bit. Before Ruthie, we heard Patty Griffin with Death's Got a Warrant, similar to the Flatlander song, The Midnight Train, which is... story is simply the Grim Reaper's coming to get us all one time or another. The song came from Patty's 2010 album, Downtown Church, recorded at the Downtown Presbyterian Church in Nashville, produced by Buddy Miller. And you also heard Regina and Ann McCrary on vocals with Patty and the drums from Jay Bellarose, who plays on Pete Droege's albums. So check that out. This is just a really terrific album with traditional songs and guests like Raul Malo, Emmylou Harris, and Sean Colvin. Patty, who lives outside of Austin, did herself right on this album. I think it was her 7th out of a dozen as of the end of 2025. And we're going to go out the door of the 2025 Fletchy Awards show with a version of Dylan's song that takes a lot to laugh, takes a train to cry. This one comes from Tracy Nelson's self-titled album released back in 1974. And All Music, that all-knowing website about music, called this version the funkiest, coolest version of that song ever to grace vinyl. And I agree. I really like it. So we started out the show with the two dancing songs, and this one kind of takes us out the door dancing, as you will see. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and thanks for listening to our Fletchy Award shows tonight. We'll see you next week.
And if I die
Tracy Nelson and a fabulous band. It takes a lot to laugh. It takes a train to cry right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and we will see you next week.